If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com. Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com. Or a retailer near you.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count for your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What's up? It's Lip Service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
I'm Jasmine Brand.
I'm Kim Osorio.
Ashley Marie.
All right, well, Kim Osorio, just for context, is a good friend of mine who I've known since we both kind of came up in this business together. And she's also an executive producer in the world of TV and film.
Okay.
And so she is currently producing The Impact New York.
Yes.
All right. And Ashley Marie, as we should all know by now, is one of the stars of the series. So, Ashley Marie, I know your mom, too.
Yeah.
You know, I'm Bernice Burgos, and you guys are on the show together. So, we're going to get all into that. But, of course, we want to know more about you. You came in here a little frazzled today.
Girl.
In the moment, honey.
What happened?
I just found out my man, who not my man, but he my man, cheated on me.
So. Oh, my God. That is awful. And now you got to work. And you found out, you said, 15 minutes ago.
Yeah.
So, how did you find out?
I got a phone call, and they was like, oh, you're still dealing with such and such? And I'm like, yeah. And they like, oh, well, he dealing with such and such. And I'm like, that's not true. She lying. They like, nope. She told me herself. And I'm like, word? Like, all right. But I'm happy, though, because it's the new year.
So do you know the woman that he's?
Okay.
Is she like an enemy or?
No. Not a friend of yours. Something like that. Like something like a frenemy type.
Maybe a frenemy?
Okay. Yeah.
Like, hey,
we don't say hi, but we know of each other.
Okay,
like,
you know
we used to be cool.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
And so she knows that's your man?
Or no.
Your man that's not your man?
No.
Is she on the show?
No, nobody knows.
Okay.
Is she on the show?
No. She
watch The Impact New York, January 22nd on BET.
How long has this relationship been going on? Because when you said my man, I didn't realize that. I thought you still were with Bubba, who's the CEO of Highbridge. Yes, yeah. That's who you have a daughter with.
I mean, yeah, but see, this is my man who's not my man. So it's not really my man. But I'd be considering him my man.
So all somebody you kind of deal with.
Yeah.
Okay, so he's not even your man.
No.
Well, listen,
we go together.
Just
real bad.
Were you under the impression?
A little bit.
Were you under the impression that it was just you and him dealing with each other?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we had just started redealing with each other because I stopped dealing with my baby father before the ball dropped.
What?
So, okay, only a few days ago.
It's a few days ago.
When y'all see the show, y'all gonna be like, girl.
It's a mess.
It's a lot in that girl.
I can't wait.
I know.
Yeah. Well, all right. It sounds messy. I love it.
So, but this was a fairly new thing then, because y'all just decided
this. Oh, no,
it was
really.
Yeah, like 3 days ago.
Yeah, it was real new.
Okay. So can you forgive somebody when it's that early on? Maybe there's like some overlapping...
No.
So my whole thing is, I feel like everybody always got somebody in some sort of capacity.
Yep.
Like, hold on, we knew each other though. We was dealing with each other in August, and then we stopped dealing with each other, and then we just restarted dealing with each other. But in that time when we started dealing with each other, just a few weeks ago, he told me that he wasn't dealing with nobody. Okay,
that was my next question. Has there been a conversation of what we got going on and what our intentions are with each other?
Mm-hmm. Well, how long ago did you stop dealing with your ex?
She said before the ball dropped.
So that was only a few days ago.
I mean... Who got kids in here? You got kids?
I do.
You got
everybody with Ange, I think.
Y'all don't deal with y'all baby daddy?
No.
No.
No. No. I told you this before.
Yes.
Jasmine is here.
No, but I did for a while afterwards. So I get it. I understand.
I don't get it.
Okay. I do.
Yeah. I don't.
But I have a daughter too.
Yeah, my daughter's young.
Oh, so y'all still gonna deal with each other?
No, my daughter is probably your same age. So and her father unfortunately passed away. But even when he was alive, we wasn't.
Okay, but I knew my baby father since I was 15.
Okay.
So, and that was like my first love, my first everything. So, I don't know. Still to this day, we see each other and we be like smiling every time we, you know, get butterflies when we see each other.
Oh.
So, why aren't y'all just together?
Because I have a lot going on and I left. We was living with each other for 5 years and it was too much. Like, I went from living with my mom, my sister, and it was just being us three where the house would be quiet. Mm-hmm. And then living with him is like, now I got to cater to everybody. Like, it would be his family coming over, which I don't have a problem with. I love them. Mm-hmm. But it's like, I gotta cook for everybody. I gotta make sure everything's clean.
Uber Eats, girl.
No, but they don't want that. They African. They don't want that. They want.
Listen, I would order some jollof, put it right in a plate like I made it.
Girl, it's like, I gotta clean
overnight.
You're right. It does.
It was
pricey.
Cool, but I just felt like I wasn't able to find myself.
You're like a housewife.
Yeah, I was a housewife. Yeah.
So you want some time on your own, basically, is what it is.
Because
she was dealing with him since she was 15. They do have a kid together.
Okay.
She lived with... It's nice to live on your own.
Yeah, this is my first time.
So you live by yourself?
Right now, yeah.
On the show, you guys kind of talk about the fact that you're living on your own?
By myself, yeah.
That's good.
This is the first time. I went straight from living with my mom to a man.
Okay.
So let's talk about Bernice for a second. Because when I met your mom, she was working at BB in the mall. This was before she really blew up as as an influencer, as a host, and doing different things. And so she had you when she was pretty young too. 15 years old. Mm-hmm. Okay. And so what was that like having a mom who was like a fun young mom?
So sorry, we have to pause real quick. I'm so sorry, Angela. We just have something for you.
Oh gosh. Ooh.
I was saying that yesterday, where's Kishan? That's a really pretty cake. This is a cute cake. I love this.
Okay, Chanel.
Okay, purple favorite
color.
That's
beautiful.
That's really cute.
You're cooking right now. I love her.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Angela. Happy birthday to you.
Am I allowed to eat this? Because it looked like
you made it. It's so pretty.
I know.
That's pretty.
It is so nice.
This is a beautiful cake.
It's beautiful. When I opened the door, I was like, ooh, that's pretty.
It is.
Look at that. Look, I got some rich friends, y'all. I'm not going to lie.
That's a rich cake. Yeah, this ain't no cheap cake.
Mm-mm. All right, we're going to have to cut this. Thank you. Don't go anywhere, okay?
Okay.
It's set decoration, though. You got to put it there now.
It's the birthday
me. Yeah.
This is so cute.
That is super cute. That's your favorite color, purple?
Yeah, it is.
It's blinging. It's blinging.
That's cute.
Oh, I should tell everybody. It's Chanel.
Dan was gonna be like, this wasn't taping.
I should tell everybody how Angela acts in the Chanel store. She buying everything. Don't you gonna talk that. About having rich friends?
I'm not rich, no. I'm cash poor right now.
Buying.
I'm cash poor.
Oh, how much is that jacket? I'll take that.
I'm but like, anyway, back to Ashley Marie. but no, so how was that for you growing up with your mom? She was young, fun, you know, popular. People knew her. What was that like for you?
I have always been like doing my own thing. Mm-hmm. So when my mom was doing all that, I wasn't really realizing what was really going on. Like I was in school, but like I would be fighting people because they'd be like, you know, she worked in Starlet's. So mm-hmm. they'll be like, oh, your mom is a stripper, but she's not even a stripper.
She was a bartender.
A bartender. Uh-huh. So it's like, I'll be going off on people a lot. I'll be arguing. I ain't know how to deal with certain stuff. People be commenting stuff on my Instagram and it's like, mm-hmm. you know, I don't know. I was a rebel child, though. So. Yeah.
But that is tough, though, because yeah. I can imagine, like, going to school and people saying negative things.
About your mom. So I want to comment on this because I have a very similar situation. Mm. I actually was a stripper. And like I said, my daughter and your daughter are how old are you?
I'm 27.
Same age. Mm-hmm. She's 27. And the difference is we lived in Atlanta. Okay. Where stripping is the thing.
Right. Okay.
So when she was in middle school, high school, I was like, the top stripper at the top strip right. club, and everybody knew me the same way everybody knows your mother. Right. And in hindsight, I would ask her, like, you know, how was that? And she's like, how was what? Like, life was great.
Well, that's
so
lit.
I was very eager to hear your response to what that question was because, you know, I kind of lived that same life on the other side, but really as a stripper. But now, you know, she's grown. Life goes on.
And Atlanta is definitely different and when it comes to stripping.
It's very different when it comes
to stripping.
But when
my mom started in Starlet's, we moved to Jersey. So mm-hmm. we was in the Bronx for a long time. And then we moved to Jersey. So I'm like this tough kid coming to Jersey, being around all these kids. And it's like, some of these kids is bougie, some of them is not. And it's like, you know, they on Instagram, so they see what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then it was like, you know, my mom's dating life and all this extra stuff. And I was just like, I was on time and I'm like, whoever got son and stay, I'm a whatever. So I was really a rebel. Like my mom really went through it with me.
Yeah, I can imagine. She was like, look.
I was like a lot.
But then she also had her pajama line and still mm-hmm. does.
Yeah.
So you work with that too or no?
No. Okay. I helped start it. Mm-hmm. I helped with the designs in the beginning and I stopped doing that.
Why?
Because that's not my passion.
Okay.
Fair enough.
I had my own business too. I was selling waist trainers, but I was doing that for the money mm-hmm. and I made a lot of money, but okay. that's not my passion.
Okay.
So. And your passion again is music?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's always been music since I was little.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So how did you and Bubba meet?
I met him in a party bus. And
the damn party bus.
Yeah, that was when I was young. I was having a party bus. And he was looking good. My mom dressed me in a church lady outfit. I was so sad. I was 15. I finally let her dress me. She dressed me looking crazy. He noticed me, but then he started hitting me up and I had a boyfriend. And I was like, oh, I can't talk to you. And then I got with him and he was the first boy that stood over my house. And that was my man. So
She's still in love with him.
We can tell by the
impact.
That's why she's not mad about breaking up with
yeah.
him.
No.
She's like, I'm going back to my baby daddy.
No, she's really still in love with him. Yeah. She's really.
Why do you think that, Kim?
I can tell. We've been filming now for about, three months? No spoilers, but you can tell.
Right.
Just in terms of how she lights up when she speaks about him.
What about when he's with other women since you guys aren't together? Does he tell you?
She said, I go crazy.
I literally lose my mind.
What you mean? You be.
I'm low-key crazy. I'm a Taurus. So are we crazy?
When's your birthday?
May 9th.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I'll be going crazy.
Like, give us an example.
Not now.
Give us an example of something you've done that you would consider crazy.
Oh, I said it on the show.
Yeah, don't say that one.
I did a lot of shit. Jesus Christ.
I don't know which one to say.
I put all his clothes outside. We lived in a big house, and I put all his clothes outside, and I made like a board. And I stated everything he did and all the cheating he did.
You did a board?
I did a board.
That's very creative.
I had bags, all his stuff. It was all in bags. Uh-huh. And all the neighbors came out at like 7 in the morning.
Oh my God.
And they was coming up to the board and they was reading it. And they was like, ooh, he ain't coming home.
Oh, wow.
But he came home. He went through the window.
I wouldn't have wanted to come home after that. Like,
a board? I've never heard nobody do that before.
Did anybody, did the neighbors take the clothes?
No, they was just laughing. They all knew us.
Yeah.
So they knew we was always fighting.
Right.
So they was like, Like, man. And then when he pulled in, it's so crazy because I was kicking him out so much that in his car, in his trunk, all he had was his clothes. All his clothes was already in there. So all he needed was some more bags.
What did he say? Doing cheating or just dealing with, like, y'all weren't together and he was dealing with?
No, cheating.
Cheating.
He was
okay.
Definitely cheating.
You ever fight any of the women?
One time, yeah. Mm-hmm. It was only one time.
Okay.
But they felt like I was so crazy. They never really wanted to fight me. Like, oh my God. I was like staying in front. I was sitting over the house.
I can't imagine having
I
to go.
I can't do like, that. That's why I just got cheated on. And I don't care right now. Like, I don't care about
that. It might hit you later.
That's growth. Mm-hmm. That's growth. When you don't want to fight. That's
but you know what though, you never want to be so numb to cheating and think that it's so normal that you don't care.
It's not. It's
because it's not
okay.
Normal. Like it's not anything to just be like, I don't care. You know what I'm saying?
I'm at the point like if I get a man right now, whoever it is, my baby father or the new guy, whoever, if you cheat on me, if you even give me some type of signs, I'm out.
Yeah. Have you ever cheated?
Hell yeah.
So what was your reason? Because we have a theory that women cheat for like certain reasons.
For different reasons than men.
Mm-hmm. The truth?
Mm-hmm. Yes, please.
I cheated on my baby father first. That's okay. The truth. He wasn't doing anything wrong. Mm-hmm. He was like the perfect boyfriend. I cheated on him first. That's what started his cheating.
Why did you cheat on him?
Because he took me from somebody and I still kind of liked them.
Okay.
But I was young. I had daddy issues. I didn't, you know, I really didn't know what's a good man until I met one.
Gotcha.
So mm-hmm. when I cheated, I was just like, damn, I fucked up.
So that kind of ruined the relationship. And mm-hmm. that's when he started cheating.
That's when it started.
Ooh. Oh, man. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's accountability, though,
yeah, mm-hmm.
to say that I'm the person that kind of made it start. When you say you have daddy issues, your dad, is he on the show?
Girl.
And what was your relationship like with him growing up?
He's on the show, and he's just a Harlem baby daddy, I would say. Selling dogs. Y'all know. We
Harlem,
in New York.
Harlem baby daddy.
y'all know they be selling dogs, pit bulls and shit. They take care of their dogs better than they take care of their kids.
Yeah.
So wow. My mom had one of those baby daddies. Like mm-hmm.
So how is it filming with him on the show and stuff?
Nah, I only filmed with him one time.
Okay.
Yeah, it was weird. Because we get into it. But that was like... I don't want to know spoilers.
No spoilers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was he present though? Throughout your life growing up? No, he wasn't. Mm-mm. Okay.
Mm-mm. Not at all.
How does your mom deal with him?
She don't mm-hmm. at all. Like I salute her. She don't deal with him at all. She's like, you a grown ass woman. I don't got to deal with that man. So. Mm.
So was he there even like when you were born?
No.
Was he? Oh,
he was in jail when I was born.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Wow, this is a lot that you've... See, I think people have to also understand where people are coming from. Because mm-hmm. like you said, you know, your mom was 15 when she had you. Mm-hmm. Your dad was in jail when you were born.
Right.
And then even in your relationship, you didn't know how to like...
Yeah, I feel like that scarred me a lot. Like in a lot of situations that I have now, still as an adult, it's like I still have those type of daddy issues because of that. So mm-hmm. it's like now I'm maturing. I'm 27. I got a passion for what I want. I know what I want. And it's like now I'm not dealing with certain shit. Before, right. I didn't know. So...
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment, no maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, hey, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keep you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boost the sassy Girl Bomb grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's an ideal man for you? Like, what would you say these are the things that I want in a relationship?
A cultured man.
What is a cultured man?
I mean, my baby daddy's African, so
okay.
He's very cultured. Mm-hmm. He's very family orientated. Okay. Like, you know, we've been to Africa, so I get to see different things, mm-hmm. Different living and stuff like that. I like a man that could cook.
Okay.
Yeah, I like
Not
that.
Not mad at that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Jasmine's like, me too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Men that can and cook can actually cook. Can really
I
cook.
I could cook, too.
Yeah.
Like, if a guy could cook, he could really cook.
Right. Maybe
no,
cook.
For real.
Not just on the grill, either. You know, no. every guy
is a man that can grill.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. What else? A dude that could dress. Mm-hmm. That could dress me.
Oh.
That could take care of me. Like, I shouldn't be able to ask you for anything. You should already know I need it.
Right. So you know, that's interesting because you've made money from a young age. Like you said, yeah. You were selling waist trainers. You were an influencer. So you've always,
mm-hmm.
you know.
I never really needed a man.
Mm-hmm.
But I be wanting, you know. I got lucky. My baby daddy rich.
So do you get along with Ella? Because she's on the show. And that's A Boogie's girlfriend.
Yeah, that's my daughter's godmother.
Okay, so that's cool. Nice. So you guys actually are on the impact. Look at Kim shaking her head. Yes, yes.
She's listening.
So that's nice that you guys are actually on there together and are friends in real life.
Yeah, that's one of my closest friends.
Do y'all tell each other stuff like, girl, why I was with such and such? And
hell yeah.
Ooh, so they can't do nothing around each other.
No, she know everything. Me, I'm a snitch. I can't know nothing. They know you cannot say nothing around my ears. I got ears. I can hear through the room. I hear everything. What I record. You heard what they said? Like,
oh
I don't
gosh.
Play.
Okay.
I do not play.
That's so hard. Now, let me ask everybody in the room that, right? Let's say you're in a relationship, but you're friends with your man's, you know, girl. Right? Your man's friend's girl. Y'all become friends mm-hmm. and hang out together. If you know her man is doing something, you know, because of your man, let's say, you know, because
he's telling you.
Are you supposed to tell? Because
I'm a snitch.
Your man might be mad at you for that. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not.
I'm a snitch.
I'm mind my business.
Yeah. I'm minding. There's five people that I'm never minding my business for.
Okay, that's
five
good.
Women mm-hmm. that I'm like, you can't do anything. I'm bringing it to you. Everybody else, I'm minding my business.
Right.
If it's something huge, then I might think about it. It depends on what my relationship is like with you. Most likely, I want to stay. I want to. Because the thing is, you'll tell them, they'll stay together, and everybody's looking at you crazy.
Yeah, because right. Now you can't come around.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's not allowed. And other people relationships, because I snitch, I don't care.
Because then it might make, say, A Boogie's like, I don't want her around. I don't want her around us because she's going back into my girl.
But you can't be mad.
You can't.
You can't, but they do be mad. They do.
And they stay together.
But they got to take that between them two, the guys. They can take that. We close. Our kids is close. So it's kind of like, that's really tough. Can't
girl
be
code.
Mad.
It's girl code.
Yeah.
Girl code.
I love that though.
Yeah.
Yes. Because if it was the other way around, they telling. They snitching on us. For sure.
So they definitely telling. Have you gotten told on?
I don't think so. Okay. I might have. I don't know. Because you never know. A nigga be like, I heard. And he heard it from that person. So you never know. But I don't think
Sheesh.
So.
Now, what about bringing your child around? Like, let's just say he brings your daughter around like another woman.
Oh, no.
How old is your child?
She's 5. Okay. She'll be 6 in February. Okay. Hell no.
So she talking and she going to tell
you. She talk too much. Mm-hmm. She tell all the business.
Who you think
business.
She get it from?
From both her mother
she
and her father.
She got the beers. She be like, I heard that.
She
the wall.
No, she be like, talking. I ask her though, I'd be like, Indy, daddy got a girlfriend? She'd be like, no, mommy, you and my daddy's gonna get married by force.
By I'm force.
Like, okay, whatever.
Wow.
You think you guys will get married?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe, maybe not. I don't mm-hmm. know.
But you've never felt like you feel about him about anybody else?
No.
So wait a minute. So he can't bring anybody around?
Hell no. Mm-mm.
Under uh-uh. no circumstance. Mm-mm. Okay.
What about you?
Yeah. Yep.
No. I've never ever brought my daughter around me.
It's respect, I think.
Yeah. I think it's just, I've been so big on family. You know, I didn't get that when I was a kid. So it's like, if I'm going to do that, like, that has to be my man.
Yes.
Right.
I can't do that.
Serious relationship. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Now, what about your mom working a lot, too, when you were young?
What about it?
You know, I'm saying, was that hard for you also? Or who was like, you know, if you had to be in the house, because she's working at nights as a bartender. Then
y'all, I was the rebel child. I liked it. I liked it. I was like, bye, mom. You need me to fold your clothes? Like, I was hype. I got the free crib. I was hype. I was so hype.
Perfect.
What? I was hype. I was so hype. That didn't bother me at all.
And so you always, all right, so when you talk about what you want to do, which is music, you always knew you wanted to do that.
I used to be a dancer. For Radio Disney, mm-hmm. P-Star. I don't know if y'all know who that is. But she was a rapper, so I was a backup dancer for her. I was a backup dancer for Bianca, for Young B.
Okay.
Yeah, so I've always been
in the mix.
Music. Yeah, I was always doing, as a kid, though, my mom had me in all types of stuff when I was 6.
Mm-hmm.
So I've always been a dancer, and I've always been in singing classes. So I thought originally I was going to sing, and then I started rapping because I knew how to write. I didn't even know I knew how to write until I wrote Back on the Market.
Mm-hmm.
But
How did your baby daddy feel about that?
He liked it.
Back on the Market. He liked it.
I was surprised. He was getting calls from jail. Like, yo, I heard your baby mother. Da da da. He's like, yeah, you want to hear it? I was like,
wow.
Like, it's about you, sir.
No, that's what I said.
It's about you.
Listen, but he still was rocking with it.
When when his family want to get him mad, they be like, I'm back on the market.
Oh my gosh. Do you ever, Kim, as an executive producer, and you see, like, thinking about what we came up with, you know, when we were younger and in the game and just on our way up, do you give advice, or as an executive producer, how involved do you get in people's lives? Like,
I had a cast member tell me one time on a show I was doing, they said, damn, Kim, how you just come in and out of people's lives like this?
Because that's true.
It's because you have to really get into, in order to give a good show and tell a good story, you have to really become, you know, you got to get into your cast lives.
Mm-hmm.
So.
But how is that when the camera stopped rolling then? And now, like you said.
And I don't pick up my phone?
My business.
I'm kidding.
No. Some people will say that. They'd be like, okay, am I going to call you when the show's up? That's not true.
Mm-hmm.
I'm definitely all in their business.
Right.
But, you know, in a real way.
What happens if you don't like somebody?
I never not like someone.
You
Angela?
Never had a cast member you didn't care for.
No,
that's impossible.
Yeah, that's gotta be.
It was a couple. I'm at the point in my career where I think that if I don't like you, I just don't have to deal with you.
Okay,
you know, I don't have to deal with cast on that level, right? Like, we have a big team of producers, so I like to be really involved, but I don't have to be involved.
Right.
So. If I don't like you, I just won't be involved. We have a show to do. If you and really, I don't have any personal issues. I think there was one person, like in my whole reality show career, right? Which came
man or woman. Started to...
I can't stand Angela. Of course she's gonna do this. Both. There was a man and a woman.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's not personal. It's it just don't couple? Don't disrespect me.
Look, is this
don't dis you know, like it's if we're here to do a job. So if I, there's no personal, like we're doing a job.
You know, it's so interesting seeing people telling like their realities now and things that they've gone through. What are your thoughts about that? Because I feel like we came in an era mm-hmm. where you don't talk about like things happen behind the scenes and they stay behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. But now I feel like it's everybody's
talking about
reality. Oh. I don't think that's a bad thing. It's a different thing.
It's very
you know, because when we came up, it was like, you, if you want to be around people, you got to keep your mouth shut, mind your business, you know, stay focused, do your own thing. If something happens to you, no one gives a fuck.
Right.
Yeah. You got to understand it's just part of the job that fucked up shit is going to happen to you.
Yeah.
But now it's a time where something happens and we get to be like,
all
this
over.
Person did that. And not that it always turns out good.
All
you know?
Over. Sometimes- it's social media, though. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's really like what social media has done. Even.
I agree.
The show, because... Don't forget, Angela and I did a show together.
Yeah.
So we did a show, right? And
was Instagram around then? Or just
it wasn't not the way it is now, right? So like we didn't have social media in the way that we have it now at that time. So it's really like some YouTube stuff, I think, back then.
MySpace, maybe.
Yeah, like it wasn't. Yeah, it wasn't really
nothing.
Yeah.
Something happened. It's up.
Everywhere,
yeah,
they on live, explaining what happened. Other person in the comments.
So, being that this is your first reality show, how was the experience for you?
I think I was mostly myself. Like, I don't know to be anybody else but myself. So I feel like in certain times, I was, like, a little bit too chill. You would tell me.
Like, oh, you want the tea?
I was, like, really, mm-hmm. really laid back. Because it's like, I don't know, y'all. Like, you mm-hmm. know, so I'm going to act how I act when I don't know somebody. So, but it's like, you know, I'm meeting people. I have to be open to it. I have to be nice. I am nice, but it's like, I can come off mean sometimes. What you think, Kim?
You're nice, but you're a little... Y'all gotta really tune in. Because here's the thing. This is what I tell Ashley all the time. This is our first job. Tell them it's your first job.
It's definitely my first job.
Right? Okay. So like, even though we're shooting a show, you gotta come to work.
Yeah.
You gotta come. Yeah. And it's a lot. And they sign up for the show and they're not necessarily ready for the show. Of like, your phone is going off all the time. You got to be responsive all the time. You got to come to set all the time.
Yeah, time
you got to get
money
a look.
Too when people
you
got
to get hair and makeup every time you come or, you know, so it keeps, they've never been that busy, I think. No. I mean, I don't know if they've never been that busy. No. So it's like.
Yeah, because that was hard for me when we did our show because I had a full-time job on
girl,
the radio.
Yeah. Different outfit. Fly outfit. I'm like, come on, y'all using all my shit.
Yeah. I can't wear this again.
Right.
Different looks. So it's keeps them busy, but I think it gets you focused in a way that you've never been focused before. So if you are doing music, which is what she's doing, you're like, you know what? Now I see the grind. Because it's every day with us. We be looking for Ashley. Producers be blowing up her phone.
Uh-oh. Like, where is she?
You been MIA?
I went MIA for 2 days.
You can't just do that.
I know.
What were you doing?
I just needed one of those mental breaks. Because it was just a lot going on all at one time. Mm-hmm. And it was like, okay, what the fuck? Like, I need to gather all my shit. And I turn my phone off from everybody. Nobody can find me.
But you know what? And see, we could have never did that.
Yeah.
Yep. Because I feel like right now, people are more understanding of the fact that you do need a mental break and you do need to take a rest.
Yeah.
When we were coming up, it was like,
I'm so used to that.
You gotta
all day, every day.
Nobody cares.
Don't sleep when you die.
Nobody
cares.
Can't stop. Yeah. Won't get stop. Over it. Like, it's
get
just,
over it when you off the clock.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's all day.
Sleep is the sucker.
But it is important to make sure you take care of yourself because that's how you have a breakdown.
You do.
Yeah.
If you
and
don't.
Then I have a kid. So every day I wake up 6 a.m. Make sure breakfast is ready for my daughter. Take her to school, which is like 30 minutes away from my house. So it's like, it's a lot. Like, I be needing a little break, and I needed those 2 days. Baby, I was tired.
They were like, is she coming back?
Yo, that's what they were saying.
Is there anything that you learned about yourself throughout this process of filming this show?
Clocking in at work.
Word. I definitely learned that. I would say clocking in at work, for sure. Yeah.
Did you make friends?
Something like that.
Cleo Trapper, she's been on Lip Service. I think she's really talented. Dope. Yeah,
she's we're the same song. We a day apart.
Okay, yeah, no, she was really good, and she's very talented, and she's funny.
Yeah, she got a nice sense of humor.
That's my girl. That's my girl. I mean, I made friends. Like, you know, we get in there. It's like it all depends what happens after the show. Like if we
or when it's airing. Let's we got to see
you
how.
You don't know how. That's what I'm saying.
Here she go. She did this with the scam show we did together, right? Like she said, Kim. I'm like.
I mean, I would hope nobody's saying nothing crazy.
I
about
bet somebody
me.
Does.
Yeah. I know they are. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's cool. That's part
of
it. I don't care.
That is part of it.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, hey, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keep you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boost the sassy Girl Bomb grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional-grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer? Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.
So this is Lip Service, so let's talk about the new song, Knock Knock. Yeah. All right. Now, there's one line in particular that stood out to me.
What?
Uh-oh, before you came here, I asked everybody, has this ever happened to you?
Oh. What?
Has your jaw ever locked?
Why are you giving head?
No. But, hold on. I can say that.
Go ahead. Say what you want.
I gave my baby father head every morning. That was my thing.
Every morning?
Every morning.
Like, a lot. Wake up?
Really?
Wake up every morning.
Did you brush your teeth first?
Of course.
Okay.
But sometimes I didn't, I'll be
that's
honest.
Every morning?
But, yeah, that's a job.
Wow.
Every
single
morning. See, now that's clocking morning. In.
She did have a job.
Yeah, that's a blow job.
Well, that
that's
a
full-time
job.
That's a full-time job.
Yeah, it was every day. But I feel like I did it so much that now my jaw really be like, lock it.
But hold on. whose idea was it for it every day? The daily? Was it your idea or his idea?
It was my idea. Okay. You never asked me.
You know what, though? Because she's like, you're not leaving the house with a loaded weapon. Period.
I feel like this is my theory. Like, if a guy comes a lot, then he ain't been doing nothing.
Okay.
But if he comes a little bit, he been doing something.
He could also have been masturbating, in all fairness. Are you sure?
I'm positive.
So you was really doing it to investigate?
I mean, sometimes, okay. Yeah.
He didn't
sometimes
mind that.
I was doing it. Investigation. Yeah, sometimes I'd be like, let me see. And he'd be like,
Come she had a little measuring cup on the side.
I know.
So did you enjoy getting ahead? Okay. You got to.
You better if you're doing it every day.
Nah, that's my shit. Yeah. That's my shit. So you never skipped a day?
No.
Not unless even, what if you're mad at him?
Unless I was mad. Mm-hmm. That was the only time.
Were there times when you were like, this wasn't a lot?
Yeah, hell yeah.
And he was like, wow. What you talking about? You think you a scientist?
I'm like, bro, I know what I'm talking about.
So is that going to be the rule for your future guys? Are you going to do that for them every day?
I mean, I dealt with a guy after my baby father, the guy that I was just dealing with.
Mm-hmm. For 3 days.
Yeah, I don't think I would do that with him.
Okay.
It's that I know my baby father to mm-hmm. the T. Like, I know him. It's not if right. he gets with another girl, he probably gonna love it there because she ain't gonna know shit.
Right.
I know everything. Mm-hmm. So it's like, you can't pass up nothing with me. So.
You gotta start all over.
Right.
In order to have some peace. Now, how can a guy tell if a woman is cheating?
I don't know. We don't cheat.
Because you admitted when you cheated, right? Did you act different? Were there like some signs you think?
No, he went through my phone. Yeah.
What made him go through your phone?
Not a damn thing. He just took it and I think I made him go through my phone. I started going crazy.
Mm. Oh, okay.
I could have just chilled and he would have just been like, let me just see. He was literally just going to see something.
Guilty.
And yeah. I was like, get my phone.
Oh, shit. Like, that's a sign like, for sure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because I never did that. He'll take my phone. I would take his phone. I would look at the time. I would go on Instagram. He would never care.
Right.
But when he took it that time, I lost my mind.
He was like, yep.
And he ran in his car and he drove off.
Oh, my God. No, you were like, oh, my God.
You were like, I can't even call the cops. He has my phone.
That was the first time it happened. The second time it happened, I called the cops when he took my phone.
See?
Yeah, and they got my phone.
I knew it. That's what you know you're doing something crazy. If you call the cops because somebody has your phone.
The cops was laughing at me. They was dying laughing. I was like, sir, I need my phone. I have stuff in there. Like,
wow. Do you think you could ever get it back to where it was with him?
I think so. That's like my best friend. So mm-hmm. I think so. But it's going to take, he got to understand my life now. My life is not the same.
Like, does he not like what you do? Like, does he not like?
I feel like he's like up and down. It's kind of like, sometimes he like it, sometimes he don't. It's like, you know how guys are.
Mm-hmm. Is it that you're more independent now that he doesn't care for?
I don't know if it's that I'm independent. I just think, like, the posting on Instagram, the certain outfits that I'm wearing, okay. that kind of bothers him. It's like he can't have certain control over me the way he would usually have it.
Okay.
Because it's like, I got to work. Like, right. I rap. I talk about certain things.
Right.
So.
You think you'll ever trust him again now?
Yeah. I don't care. I'm doing my own thing. I don't want to be bothered.
See, this doesn't sound like it's going to work.
Would.
At first, it feels like it is. And then when you say, I don't care, I'm doing my own thing. And I mean, even when you're in the song, and the song before it is, where you said you're heartless. That's not
song that?
The first song that, where you broke up, the breakup song.
Back in the Market?
Yeah.
Back on the Market.
Oh, yeah. That was, I didn't think I was going to get back with him after that. But he liked it, so I don't know. We weird. Nobody understands us. Mm-hmm. Kim don't even understand us.
I just listen.
Kim be like, "Yo, what is it with y'all? Like, yeah, I don't understand.
It's weird.
Me neither.
Yeah,
we just here. We just float.
But they're in love. You know, sometimes people in love, they just can't get enough of each other.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you're so in love, you can't be together because mm-hmm. you know being together
possible.
Is so. Detrimental to like your functioning, your everyday life.
That's why I don't like liking guys too much.
But you can't. You can't. Yeah. You can't. You can't.
Because I wouldn't do nobody like
I
that.
I feel much. Like yeah. I'm like a
you
woman.
Win?
Like I'm like mm-hmm. I want to cook for you. I want to cater to you. Like mm-hmm. I want to wake up. My day is to you or to my kid or mm-hmm. whatever. And it's like I really have my own stuff now. Like mm-hmm. I got my own shit going on. I can't do that for a guy right now. I can't. It's not gonna work.
Let me ask you this. When you were younger, a lot of people knew who you were from social media. Were there ever a lot of like creepy guys hitting you up when you weren't even?
So creepy.
They old enough.
People, right. It's so crazy. Still to this day, creepy guys write me. And it's guys be trying to talk to me and my mom.
Oh,
it's
gosh.
So weird. It's so weird. And mm-hmm. before I literally write a dude back, I would go to her DM first just to make sure.
Just to see.
And then I'd be like, all right,
wow.
cool. We straight. Like, we good over here. Like, we
That's
good.
That's
so
funny.
That's so, insane.
Yeah.
What's one thing that I don't got to worry about with my daughter? But the only thing is I have an age range that I don't stray away from because I just feel like I don't want to be fucking on somebody that could be possibly fucking on my kid. Like,
yeah.
That's just weird. And I had her when I was 17. Mm. So it's still that very short age gap. And it's like the older she gets, the kind of closer we get in age. Even though I'm age
aging as well, but the age gap kind of closes.
Right.
And I that's really like, it's just like a morality thing. Like, I can't talk to a guy that's this much younger than me just because he's my so much like close to the age of my kid. Like, it's just weird.
You said your mom like him young?
Yeah. Because if you think about it, if she dates a guy 10 years younger and you date a guy 10 years older,
that's the same guy.
It's like in the same range. You know what I'm saying?
That's the same guy.
Nah, my mama like him young.
But she was young, though.
Yeah, she's young.
And they like her.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, and I ain't even mad.
The young ones be beating down my inbox as well, which is why I made the comment. Because that's who I attract now. They be like 30, and I be like...
Yeah. Well, everybody in here, like, has been through a really bad, traumatic breakup. Look at Kim. She's shaking her head like, yes. You know, but all of us, like, we've been in long-term relationships that have been, like, really traumatic. What would be some advice that you would give, you know, when you look back at what you went through and saying, okay, this is what I would have done, you know, differently, if anything. You know, what's up with you, Gigi?
Dang. I honestly feel like I should have spoken up more when I knew things instead of keeping them in and just kind of sweeping them under the rug. Like, I feel like there are so many times where I just allowed the bullshit to happen where I should have and could have and just decided not to for whatever reason in the moment. I feel like in hindsight, maybe I should have said some shit back then instead of letting it just
Be that's called
for
communicating.
So I mean, I'm very good at communicating, but I just felt like I was like keeping shit as
a tally, like
ammunition. Like I was holding on to stuff because one day I'm going to shoot back and I should have been shooting back in a moment is what I'm saying.
Right. And then it's also you're like gathering information.
That part.
And then that way when you do some shit, you be like, well, you did this.
Exactly.
Because sometimes when you let things like that fester, it gives you an excuse to do what you want to do because you know what they did. You know what I'm saying? All right, what about you, Jasmine? What advice?
I think I would have two things. I would have been more independent. I dealt with somebody and they took care of me, like everything, you know? And while I liked it, it made me less independent. So certain things I didn't know how to do anymore.
I was like, Jasmine, you gotta get your own phone line.
I didn't have my phone.
Like, she's like, I don't know.
I'm like, what am I supposed to do? Like,
get off the family thing.
And I'll be like, and my therapist be like, yes, get your own phone. You're an adult. And I'm like, I mean, you know, he would do everything for me. So it was just like, okay, he would just do everything.
That's
so I
lit. Think, princess treatment.
Yeah, so I would, you know, but I feel like...
But that also could be a control thing, too. Because if you don't do these things and then you don't know how to do them and then you're so reliant on somebody for them, it puts them in a position where they have a lot of control.
Right. Yeah. And the other thing I think I would have told myself is, you know, when you're experiencing something, it feels so intense. And later it doesn't, it's really, when you're in it, it's magnified. And I would tell myself, like, it's not going to feel, like, you just need some time. It's not going to be this big of a deal.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. I would say for me, I'd be letting things go on too long. I let my last relationship last for so long, and I should have been like, I wasn't happy in it. It wasn't, you know, good, but I was just like, whatever. And so I think that you have to really like face those things. And if it's not good and you see it's not going anywhere, then it is time to just say.
It's easier not to address it, I feel like.
It's easier to kind of like.
I mean, not me, I'm
a
dress.
I'm a very like fade to black type of person. I let something like run its course and just kind of fade out.
You're a Capricorn.
Yeah.
Y'all do that.
Instead of like being like, all right, let's have a talk. Let's do this. Let's do that. Let's figure this out. And I think that sometimes, like how you say you like to do everything for somebody, I could be like that too. And I do too much for people that when they don't really deserve it.
Right. I was saying, y'all saying like past relationships, right? I should have took more of his money. Honestly. Now I look at it. Now he give me anything that I want, but we're not together. But when we was together, I would be so quiet. And he had so much money. Jewelry, this, cars, that. And I would ask for nothing.
Okay.
Yeah, like, that was stupid as hell. I would have took more of his money.
He wasn't just doing stuff for you, though? Like, just...
Yeah, but it was like, I didn't need much. Right. I was always in the house. Okay. I didn't need much. I wasn't even going out with my friends, for real. So it's not much I needed. And I would have got on my shit. Like, I would have got more dressed up, more been outside more, looked good, got pretty. Like, I feel like I didn't really get in tune with
myself. Sounds like you would have enjoyed life more.
Yeah, for sure.
What about you, Kim?
How much time you got? How much time you got?
I watched Kim go through it. So.
You did. Yeah. You did. I think, one, I would stop falling in love with the idea of something, right? Like, that would be my advice to women. Stop falling in love with the idea. So you see somebody, you know how they are, but you're trying to change them to what you want them to be. They're not going to change for you. If he did it to the last girl, he's going to do it to you because that's in his character, right? Mm-hmm. So stop trying to, oh, I'm special. No.
Right.
You have to like learn how to learn somebody and be in love with who they are, right? And if you're in love with who they are, that's when you could find some like real, I think, common ground. I think for me, learning how to be happy alone has been my journey, right? So like it's dangerous now.
Kim does seem a whole lot happier.
So what do you be doing now that you're by yourself?
It is dangerous now.
Right? What
should be doing? Listen, when I'm by myself, I don't know what to do. If I don't have my daughter, I'd be like, what? I'm about to go to New York. I don't even know what to do.
Yeah, she'd be like, Angela, I'm coming.
I don't know what to do.
I do say when I keep myself really busy with work, right? Same. So I do have a lot of work to do, right? Okay. I have a lot of projects and I focus on that. But I think outside of that, just really enjoying yourself, right? And not being so, a lot of us are very codependent.
Yes.
Right? So when you've been in relationships, like I was very codependent. And I was also, I think through my divorce, you know this, I was afraid to be alone, right? So I didn't want to be alone after I got divorced. It was like the fear that I had of, oh my God, like, are you going to die alone? No, you're going to die alone anyway. Because one of y'all is going to die first.
Or
y'all going to break up.
Unless so you're just a tragic accident.
You know, like, right. 9 times out of 10, you are not going to die together, okay? Right. So at some point, you're going to be alone. So you got to learn how to be alone and be comfortable with that. And so now I'm so comfortable with, like, being by myself. And if someone is around, I enjoy their company. Like wholeheartedly, like I enjoy the time we have together and being with that person.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
I always feel like it's so important for people to understand how to be independent and be a great individual on your own before you could be great in a relationship with somebody.
Yes.
Some people will tell you like, oh no, you're supposed to be able to, you know, rely on the other person and be codependent. Mm-mm. I think that is not true.
It's dangerous.
It's great when you're an independent, amazing person. And I'm with you because I'm choosing this.
Right.
Yeah. Not because I have to.
When I was with my daughters at my family, I have a lot of women in my family. It's not a lot of guys. They would be like, you need to just stay with him because he take care of you. Like, they would never tell me, get up and get your own shit. Like, I did that on my own.
Right. Mm.
And they would, like my grandmother, everybody, like, you need to just stay there. Like, where you going to go? After this, what you gonna do? Mm-hmm. I literally felt like, damn, this is all I got. So I just stood and I dealt with all the shit.
Yeah,
because sometimes that is something that is like a traditional thing.
Old fashioned.
Yeah. I think the older generation does
like,
tend
who you gonna be with?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shit, I'm gonna be with myself.
Yeah.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keep you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boost the sassy Girl Bomb grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer? Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that.
With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
But, you know, even if you think about your mom, she's always gotten her own.
Yeah, but like, she would tell me the same shit, too. Yeah. Where you gonna go? I said, like, but mom! Like, Ashley, it's you, him, and the baby. You need to just stay here. I was like, mom can do it.
But I would have been, because she didn't do that. You know what I'm
saying? She definitely did.
Yeah, know. She went and got her own. Mm-hmm. But she like wanted you to be able
she
to.
She felt like, and a lot of people felt like I wasn't strong enough to be on my own. So when I did it, it surprised everybody. Mm-hmm. Like, I just got up and I left. Like, me and my...
Well, that day, what made that happen that day when you got up and left?
I got caught cheating again.
Oh. Don't go back. Not went back to this.
I cannot deal with this. I got caught cheating. But I didn't... Okay, I said that wrong. We were not together. I continuously told him we were not together.
Mm-hmm. But y'all were living together, though.
We was living together.
Yeah.
But I told him, like, I'm about to go get my crib and da-da-da-da, this is going to be what it is. But he never listened to me. He thought I was playing. And one day he went through my phone. But that night I prayed. And I was like, God, I want to leave this man. I can't deal with this no more. Like, mm-hmm. I can't be in this house no more. I want my own stuff. I want to do everything on my own. And that day he went through my phone. I packed all my stuff. 3 days later, I got my own crib. Mm.
You gotta stop going through the phone. I don't like that.
That's such a violation. I don't like it because I be telling my friends stuff.
Yeah,
I be looking at all
yeah,
that.
Yeah, like, it's crazy.
That's what I
said. You be talking crazy,
reckless. Yeah.
You know how people be like, delete
toxic
this after
behavior.
Yeah, it's crazy because he went through my phone when we wasn't even together like a year ago.
I don't like that.
And I was like, I cried in the car. I said, how dare you?
It's an invasion.
You need a better password or something.
I was the same thing.
You need to switch that password.
But you don't want to be somewhere where you feel like, damn,
I can't even fall asleep.
Yeah,
like,
you gotta sleep with it under your pillow.
You looking up behind my thing. Yeah.
That's too hard. That's like, crazy. Cheating is too hard.
But
you
wasn't
turning your phone on silent and all types of shit. Like, what are you doing?
I don't like that going through a phone.
Yeah. And sometimes when you go through somebody's phone, it's not what it seemed like, too.
Yeah. I don't want the
It's definitely not.
Yeah. Because sometimes there's guys that you've known forever that they'd be like, okay, I love you. You'd be like, I love you, too. And you don't mean it.
Oh, no,
I want to
For real? If I tell somebody I love him, then I love him. I don't play.
But it don't have to mean in a romantic way.
It doesn't have to be romantic. It could be like
I have guy friends.
That's an older thing, though.
Yeah.
I have guy friends that say love you.
Like, even like Danielle Rawlings. Yeah, like, he'll do a post. He just did a birthday post. And he's like, I love you. And I'm like, I love you. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, but I mean, if a guy saw messages between you, we don't text each other like that.
Do you and Donnell? Yo, you and Donnell be texting each other, I love you.
No, but you know what's funny that he does? Because he'll be like, love you. And I don't, I never say it
You're
back.
Like,
and she never
t- so it's like an ongoing joke. Because I don't.
She never, I'll be like, I love you, Angela. She'd be like, okay.
Yeah. So it's kind of like an ongoing joke. And so that's why it's funny. But if somebody didn't know, they could see something.
I mean, but I've known him since I was 15.
That's so different.
You know all the friends.
Yeah.
So it's like, I can't just pop out with a guy friend. Who the fuck is this? Like,
this nigga.
Yeah. Right, this man.
Has he ever messed with any girls that you know?
No.
Okay,
that's good.
He got rules.
He got code. Okay.
He got a little type of code.
That's like that. Yeah.
Have any of his friends ever tried to holler at you?
No.
Okay.
I feel like somebody did.
No.
If they did, would you tell them?
Hell yeah.
Okay.
I'm a snitch.
Okay, that's a fact.
She did say that.
That's a fact.
I'm a snitch.
All right.
So
she did say that.
Yeah. Like, I'll be snitch. Me, I don't play. They know I'm going to tell. I don't care. But of course, guys, he know. He's in the industry. So of course, like, people in that same industry that he knows, yeah.
Have you talked to anyone else in the industry?
Oh, girl.
This last one. She said, not too much on me. I'll take that as a yes.
Okay.
I mean, I have. Okay. But, like, I have rules, too. Like, I don't, I wouldn't just.
Nobody from Highbridge?
No, hell no.
No, playing.
No, hell no. Nobody from New York. It would not be nobody from New York.
Okay.
No, the whole state.
The whole state.
That's respect,
yeah, I would,
right?
It's I would not. Right.
What about like ball? I know a lot of NBA players.
I don't know. I've never dealt with an NBA player.
They be in them DMs though.
They do, but I've dealt with a football player.
Okay.
Yeah.
What team? Oh my God. Listen, and you had a viral moment that had to have, well, how hard was that for you? Like the first time when you went viral, there was a video.
Oh, when I was younger.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was like, that was terrible. The guy who that was, he died, actually. He's not even around anymore. But, I was, 16? He was 16, too. And he wanted to be with me. And I was telling him, we were sneaky links. Back in the days, we were sneaky links. Mm-hmm. And I really liked him. He really liked me. But we ended up not being together. I ended up getting with another dude. And he got tight. He was mad. So before he posted that video of me and him, he posted a picture of me and him, like, mm-hmm. 2 months before. We was laid up, and he was like, I got your bitch with me right now. You don't even know it.
Ooh.
It was to my boyfriend, though.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
But I was with my boyfriend.
Right.
We was literally in the house together. So he
like,
knew
I'm not
I wasn't.
There.
Yeah. Right. I was like, I'm not there.
Right.
And then on his birthday, June 30th, he... a girl he was talking to posted him or something like that. I said something and then he posted the video. And I was like, that was like the first time I ever wanted to like literally commit suicide. It was
I'm
so
sorry
bad.
To hear that.
Yeah, it was
because that's really hard. And I always feel people leaking any type of sex tapes. When you think about how that affects somebody, their family has to see that.
Yeah, it was bad. It was
especially
it was bad.
As a woman. I'm not saying it's not hard as a man, but it's really hard as a woman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it when it happens bad. To us, because people just and it'd be other women tearing us apart.
And it'd be on social media. Yeah. People act like you wanted that to happen.
Yeah, it was so bad. I really couldn't believe that he did that. And then it was like my mom was just getting lit at that time.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. I was young as fuck, and it was like, you know, she didn't know what to do, and it wasn't really out there that she had a daughter my age. A lot of people didn't know that till later on.
Yeah, it came out later on. Yeah.
So she was like, she was just looking at me like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like, why would you do that? And I was just like, I don't know. Like, I just wanted to see my thing. I just wanted to see what I look like doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, I was 16. I was being fast. I was being grown. And I fucked up.
Right. But that's also like a learning lesson, too.
Yeah.
That's that you're like, I ain't letting nobody.
No camera, no flash.
I know, that's
face.
Not true. Because I've done it before.
Oh, but you're going to make sure you got it on your own phone,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Lesson learned.
Yes. I would never allow another
man. Give anybody access.
Yeah, right? No.
Mm-hmm.
I don't do that.
Because
so.
I know Gigi got a lot of tapes. She'd be like,
listen, somebody finna lick my shit sooner or later. And guess what? I'm going to be like, ooh, I look good.
Right.
Because what else I'm going to do?
Right.
Back
but
arch,
at 16.
Toes pointy.
Yeah, 16 is crazy.
What up? That's
how did you get through it though? Like, what helped you?
Well, me and my mom wasn't talking. She was like really, really disappointed after that. And my stepfather, he helped me. My best friend at the time, she helped me. But I was really just like secluded myself. Like, I didn't want to be around nobody. I don't know what the hell, how I got through that. Like, that was hard. Like, right. That was hard. Like, that was so bad. Like, I feel so bad for girls that go through stuff like that, because it's like, you don't know where to put your head at. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. you feel like when you walk outside, they see like the video.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Everybody's looking
it's
at
bad.
You.
It's like, bad. And then, you, yeah. especially when me and my daughter's father got together, people started reposting it. Oh, like, it came God. Back out. But he had already seen it. He didn't care. So yeah. when he That's when terrible. They was posting it, he came immediately to my house. He's like, good. I was like, I'm all
That's
right.
sweet.
Yeah, it was crazy.
But. You know, it goes back to what Jasmine said earlier, though, because sometimes things happen and it feel like it's the end of the world yeah. and yeah. you can't move on from it. And then yeah. later on, you look back and be like, while it was yeah. bad, you could be like, whoa, I got
something
through that.
Got
like,
through. Through it. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that was something I thought I would never get through. Like, even my father's family was writing me saying bullshit like oh. that's why that happened to you and da 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 da.
Oh my god, that's so whack. That's whack as fuck. Because
yeah. if anything, that's a time when you're like, are you okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like a lot of people didn't check up on me like that. Mm-hmm. It was just like, I felt like everybody was against me more than they were like checking on me.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
How was it for you when you found out that you were having a kid? Was that planned?
We planned it. Me okay. and my daddy. We planned it. Okay. But people was mad too. Like, my family was a little shady in the beginning, but I ain't give a shit.
Right.
I don't care.
I mean, at least
I was grown. I'm 21.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. And you can take care of her. He can
right.
take care
so
of her.
I didn't care.
And you guys were like, together.
And I kept getting pregnant. So I was like, I'm not about to get pregnant again and not keep this one. We gonna do this one. Mm-hmm. And we was like, fuck it, let's do it. And we did it.
Best decision.
Right. And that mm-hmm. was it.
Is she on the show?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, that's my boo.
So how was it for you? Like, what was the decision for you guys to even do the impact? How was that? Like, how did they approach you guys about it? What was the conversation like between you and your mom? Were there reservations that you had?
Well, my mom did not want to do the show. She did not.
Because this is her
show.
First time doing reality TV.
She did
I remember
not
she was
do
supposed
it.
To do a show that Lala was executive producing.
Yeah. Oh, I remember that.
That.
Sorry,
and
yeah,
that
remember
didn't
that.
End up happening.
She did not want to do it. She was like, actually, I don't want to do it. But I got a call from my two managers, Steve and Amber, and it was like, how you feel about being on reality TV? And I'm like, eh. If it's Love and Hip Hop, I don't want to do it. No shade. No shade. But I was like, then he told me what it was. I was like, fuck it, I'll do it. And he was like, yeah, we want to get Ella too. I'm like, hell yeah. And then when I told my mom, she was like, you can do it. I don't know about me. And I'm like, it kind of go together. Like, you know, you from New York and you could tell a story too, mm-hmm. but I don't want it to look like we always together, because that's not really us. Like, I have my life, you have your life. So Kim had to tell her and keep telling her and try to get her to record, because, oh my God, it was like, to get her to record is like breaking necks. So, but we did it and it was cool.
And how was it for you guys when you guys started being able to go out together? People had things to say about that.
Hell yeah. It was fun. I like going out with my mother. I don't trust nobody. Like, I'm funny. Like, and y'all gonna see it on the show. Like, I'm really like, I could be standoffish, but I'm really not. Like, I'm really a sweetheart. But to be around my family and to be around my close friends, that's like my sanctuary. That's mm-hmm. like
you
home to me. Yeah, yeah. I feel safe. So it was lit. Going outside with my mother, right. getting a bag with my mother. Mm-hmm. No, it was lit.
Now, when it comes to the music, what's the plans?
My main goal is to be a headliner. I always wanted to be a headliner. I want to headline shit. I want to be on Rolling Loud. Like, I want to be that girl. Mm-hmm. Like, I want to really like take this to the next level. And I know a lot of people say that, but it's like, I'm really like locked in.
Okay.
Everything with me is like music. Like, I'm all the way locked in.
Do you hesitate to ask your ex for help and assistance in anything? Or do you feel like, I don't want... Okay.
Good.
I'm going to ask. If I need something, I need help. Like, what's going on? Like, I don't mind asking nobody for help. Like, I write my own shit, yeah. But, I mean, I feel like as a woman and as a rapper, I feel like we always need help. Mm-hmm. Like, you know... Dudes, they not gonna say that they was getting help, but they get help.
They are.
So
yeah.
it's like, it's nothing wrong with it. Like, yeah. I haven't used the writer for real, but I would. Right. I don't give a shit.
You know what? I don't really see the big deal in that either.
I
because
don't either.
First of all, it helps you put other people on too. Like, when the guys be in the room together, you got a crew.
Yeah.
Sometimes people throw out lines, or they might have something dope, or say it like this. That is getting help.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
especially nowadays.
Yeah.
The writing process.
What's that movie? Straight Outta Compton. And Easy E. Ice Cube wrote all those songs.
Yeah.
So what the fuck is the problem? Like, I don't
it's
see
more
no problem in it
now. Yeah. It wasn't as much. Now yeah, it's becoming more.
It
acceptable.
Is like the way.
But I feel
now.
Like right yeah. now it's hard to use a writer, because they talk about men writers talk about the same shit. mm-hmm. in my opinion. That's mm-hmm. why I like to write my own shit. They talk about sex. They talk about what they think people want to hear.
Right.
So it's kind of hard to really find a good ass writer.
But you've been trying to a little bit.
I would. Shit, okay. Where they at? Like, I want to.
Where they at?
And Ella sings, right?
Yeah. She,
okay. So are y'all going to do anything together?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I wrote a song for us, but her ass don't come to the studio. she is hard to get her to the studio. She's good. Like, and I tell her that all the time. She's good. But to get her to go to the studio is like pulling hairs. Like, I'm like, damn, girl. Like, just do it. Do the shit. Like, I do it for you. Like, so. But hopefully she'll come.
I feel like that would have been a great storyline on the mm-hmm. show to see y'all right. in the That's studio together.
Season maybe, 2. Maybe, yeah, I'm about to say, maybe next season.
look at Kim. She's
Kim,
like,
what you think, Kim?
Look at Kim. Not saying she's like, I'm minding my business. But, and there's also a lot of women on the show. Like we said, Dream Doll's on there, Chinese Kitty, Cleo Trapper. Who else is on it?
Melanie.
Oh, yeah, Melanie.
Mm-hmm. Right. Scott Louis, Ashley, Ella.
But when it comes to artists, you know, these could be people too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How is it, you think, working with other women? Is it easy for them? Are they like receptive to?
I don't think girls are really that welcoming. Not saying the girls on the show, because I think they are welcoming. Mm-hmm. But I'm saying girls in the rap music. Mm. I don't really think that they're that welcoming. I've only made songs with dudes.
Mm-hmm.
So like a girl wouldn't hit me up like, hey, girl. Da-da. I would hit a girl up.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like sometimes girls be feeling like they better or they're bigger, and it's like, I don't feel that way. Like, I'm gonna do what I gotta do.
So, also, sometimes it's just a matter of, because people might not even know until mm-hmm. and when this show comes out, they'll know that you do mm-hmm. music. Mm-hmm. Some people may not even have, you know, there's so much going on, sometimes things slide, they're like, oh, I didn't know she was,
I didn't know you did music.
Yeah. And so I think this might help.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm excited for all the help. I can't wait. I got good music. Like, Back in the Market is good. Knock Knock is good. And I don't even, my music is like, mm-hmm. I actually sing. Like, in the music that I really do want to put out, this is just shit that I know kids would like.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is shit that I know would get me a fan base. This is really not the music that I want to do.
Okay.
This is just easy shit.
Strategy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is just whatever. So.
Do you, now let me ask you this, when it comes to dating, right? So we've seen your mom likes your child's father because she's like, stay with him. Do you like the guys that she dates? Like, do you?
No.
No. No. Have you liked any of them?
I've been like, he's a good one for you.
Years
for her.
Ago.
Okay.
Years ago. I don't like them, no.
Mm-hmm.
I don't. I'm a tough cookie. Like,
what kind of man you want her to have?
A family man, a man that's like, you
She's
know,
like somebody older.
Man. Like,
a grown ass man.
Somebody with gray hairs.
No. I just want her to look to, I know when my mom is happy.
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel like she deserves everything. So I feel like sometimes seeing her cater to someone and they not catering to her the way that I feel like she should be getting catered to, that bothers me.
Okay.
So I want her to have somebody that's going through the whole nine. Like, I need my mother not even to lift a finger. Like, I need you to take care of my mother. That's
right.
what I want.
Oh, that's right.
So.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I feel like all those good things we put it in the atmosphere.
Right. Yes,
2024.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, you single, you back on the market.
Yeah.
For now.
No, for now.
Yeah, like she gonna get back together with her ex, but you know, that's neither here nor there.
Which one?
Yeah, child's fine. I honestly, the fact that you get butterflies and the faces that you make, even when you talk about
he
him.
He blushes.
And the accountability that you've taken for things that have gone wrong. And the fact that your daughter wants y'all to be together.
He's FaceTiming you?
He called me.
Pick up.
No.
That's what I do on the show. Pick up.
She always do that.
Pick up.
Kim is such a shit starter, ain't she?
No, she's such a producer.
I know.
Right. Right.
All right. Well, Ashley Marie, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank
this is our first time having a sit down. The show starts on January 22nd, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right, January 22nd. You feel good?
Yeah, hell yeah. It's lit.
Okay. All right.
Cool, all right.
Lay back. All right. Well, that is it. It's Lip Service and Kim Osorio for guest hosting.
Oh, yes. I'm guest hosting here. It's Angel's birthday. I just came for the cake, really.
It's the birthday episode.
It's the birthday episode.
I said, Kim, why don't you jump on the episode with us just because I want to make sure that people also see who's behind the scenes.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Just because Kim's been doing her shit for a really long time.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's a job that people don't understand how hard it is. Like,
it's. Let me just say, it's hard to get a show on the greenlit. Mm-hmm. Everybody has a show right now.
Yeah.
Everybody comes up to me like, I got a show. You got to, I'm a TV. It's hard to get greenlit.
You think you got a good show?
I think we have a great show.
I can't wait.
She's excited about it. I will tell y'all that.
Right?
Yeah, she's excited about it. Yeah. And we worked on My True Scam Story together. Mm-hmm. She executive produced that about Jennifer Williams.
Yes.
Yeah, that was a 2-episode series on VH1 about Jennifer getting scammed.
Yeah,
it did really well too.
It did.
Yes. And congratulations to y'all.
They didn't promote it much, but you know, it still did well. It ain't your fault. It's the truth. They didn't. But it's
you know what? We promoted it. That I executive produced that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I executive produced it with her.
Yeah,
as well.
Angela and I. Yep.
Yeah, it's good. You should watch it when you get some time.
That's
yeah.
it. I'll watch it.
All right. Well, it's lip service. And thank you for being so open to talk about everything, even the difficult things.
Mm-hmm.
All right. It's lip service.
Yes.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb, available at conairgirlbomb.com or a retailer near you.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.